Australian consumers are being urged to revive the tradition of the Sunday chicken roast as staff stretch processes look for ways to maximise their slim workforce.
I'm up for that.
In other words, if you don't, I assume, if you don't have to cut it up, you don't need as much staff. Dr. Vivian Kite, Executive Director of the Australian Chicken Meat Federation, who would have known? Dr. Morning to you.
Good morning, Ross and Russell. How are you this morning?
Good. So is the problem with staff for poultry processes that the people are off with COVID or off isolating or both?
It's a combination of both. And these staff shortages are affecting the entire supply chain. So we actually have plenty of chickens out there in the field. We just don't have enough people to collect them, to process them, to pack the product and to distribute product to stores.
So, Doctor, can you give us a feel for just how extreme this issue is?
I can't answer that question with any confidence. It's just a simple matter that we can't get the full range and the full volume of products out there to stores that people want.
And tell us,
What you're suggesting to us is, please give us a hand here, do us a solid, just buy a whole chicken.
Absolutely, that would be my suggestion because, you know, obviously the most available products are going to be the ones that are least labour intensive to produce. So whole chickens are generally the least labour intensive to produce and they should be available out there. So I'm just suggesting to people that if you go to your local supermarket, you can't buy the products that you would normally prefer to buy or you'd normally use, but there's whole chickens there. Buy a whole chicken and give it a go. Try boning it out yourself or in fact, just go back to a good old-fashioned roast.
So, Doctor, the chicken processing industry, is it centralised and then distributed from a central point throughout the country or is it more diverse than that?
It's more diverse than that. There are a number of chicken processors in Victoria. However, you know, across the country, we are experiencing every producer is experiencing these same staff shortages and supply issues.
And, Doctor, given that you're suggesting we should get into the roasting chicken biz, what's your best recipe?
Well, I hate to tell you this, but I'm a very bad cook.
Oh.
I just like putting a whole chicken in the oven, stuff it with some lemons, you know, cook it for an hour and a half or so, according to the instructions. Just roast it, maybe put a little bit of flour and salt and pepper on the top and there you go. You know, really simple, yummy roast chicken.
Doc, and thank you for your time. Whenever I went to Queensland to visit my aunts, my father always used to give me a warning. He used to say, be careful, son, they can stuff up cornflakes. Is it difficult to stuff up a roast chicken?
Not at
Pun
all.
Pun unintended.
No, it's a very easy item to cook.
Good on you, Doc. That's what we'll try to do. We'll try to remember to buy whole chickens.
Exactly. I'm happy to do that because I love a roast chook, Ross. Mate.
And there's a touch of nominative determinism there with Dr. Kite because a kite is a bird. She's not Dr. Chicken. I grant you that. And I've been told that in our absences have been determined by Damien Tardio that every Friday in this program we're going to have the Chicken Man Award. For the person in the media who has been everywhere is everywhere. Apparently last week was a dead heat between Justin Quill and Shane McInnes.
So, go Shane.
Every Friday, it's Chicken Man. Could a can, of course, be a woman.